While you sort out your 2022 budget, think about this. You can save 72% on restaurant quality meals with HelloFresh. And you don't even need to hit the grocery store. Get 16 free meals plus 3 gifts with code SITUATION16 at HelloFresh.com/SITUATION16. Check them out. We love HelloFresh.
What's happening, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building with my beautiful wife for another episode of Here's the Sitch, the positive podcast you never knew you needed.
Yes, we are back. It's episode number 48, and
nice.
We are ready to discuss all of the things happening.
Exactly. New year. Is it new year and new me, or, you know, what?
I mean, I think it's like new year, new and improved, or like improved you. Because you're not, like, new, you know? Just continue to improve on yourself. And I think, at least, like, if you listen to Here's the Sitch, like, you should always be striving to improve yourself. That's why, like, when it comes to New Year's and, like, resolutions and
very true.
I
don't have too many resolutions. I don't know.
But that's because you live your life, like, every day trying to improve. Some people really go through life where, like, they just get caught up in work or stress or all these different things, and they don't reflect or look back on what they can improve until the end of the year. So
I feel like you're firing on all cylinders today. I really like the way that you started this podcast. You know, and I have like a policy. I'm trying to be better than, you know, the previous me, you know, yesterday, every single day. I'm trying to outdo me from yesterday every single day. And I guess you can say that it is the equivalent of progress over perfection one day at a time. But if you're working like that, you'd be amazed the results you'll achieve after, you know, weeks, months, and then you turn around and you're like, oh my God, like, look at all the things I've accomplished with this mindset.
Yeah, I think that's where you want to be as an adult, or as, you know, someone our age, where, you know, we've been through things, we're like, you know, you never know it all, but you've experienced some life things. You know, we are married, we're growing a family. So I feel like it's a good place to be to continue to improve yourself on the regular and not just
seasonally. I mean, listen, time is flying by too. I mean, it's already 2022. I'm grateful that we are here. We have our health, we have our family, we have a roof over our head, and we're able to, you know, support ourselves. I mean, those are like, you know, that's being grateful right there. You know, this is the beginning of the year, 2022.
100%. And listen, my birthday is January. So like, I have to preface what I'm going to say with that, because obviously your birth month, you have loyalty to and you love in some kind of way. But I will agree that January is like a bitch of all months. I feel like it's January 72nd, like that meme, but it's really only, it's like mid-January. It's like, yeah, we're not even into the 20s yet. I feel like the beginning of the year always goes at like a glacial pace.
It was, you know what, the end of 2021, you know, we were so hyped for it. And then out of nowhere, I popped positive for the COVIDs, not the Brovid. And, you know, luckily, and I'm grateful that, you know, my symptoms were extremely light, but we weren't out of the woods yet, because I knew that once it was in the house, my wife was exposed to it. And the same with the baby. Eventually the wife got it three days later. Her symptoms were a little more, severe than mine, but not horrible. But good news is, you know, we recovered. We didn't have to go to the hospital, and, you know, we're here doing this podcast right now. So,
yeah, I totally forgot that we didn't speak about it on here, because it's been a hectic time, you know, because with the holidays and then the work break and then the structure changing, and then Mike got it, and then we canceled Christmas Eve, Romeo's first Christmas. Of course, like, we will redo it and we'll spend time with our family, and it's most important for everyone to be healthy. But we had everything set up, like the whole house was rearranged for entertaining.
Yep.
Like, everything was ready to go, and we had purchased all of these
the home portable COVID tests
so that
for all the guests
so that when everyone would come, we would test them and everyone would feel comfortable, because vaccine or not, people are getting it.
Yep.
So we were proactive with that. So it was the night before Christmas Eve and Mike's like, I have a fever. And you know, it's like, you know what the man cold is. I thought it was a man cold. But I said, you know what?
It was a man cold. I wasn't feeling good. I didn't say I had a fever. I just said, you know what?
You said you had the chills.
I wasn't feeling good, yeah.
And I said, well, you know what? If you don't feel good, let's do your COVID test a day early.
And I kind of didn't want to do it. And I was like dreading it. But I had to be responsible. We were having, you know, Christmas Eve the next day. We had like, you know, 30 tests lined up for the guests. And I was the first one to take it. And guess what? You know,
it was like that pregnancy test where you're like the second you pee on it and it's like, you're pregnant.
Yeah.
It was like that. Yeah. Like they didn't even need to mesh and
it popped
and
immediately.
Coagulate or whatever it was
it
doing.
It didn't even need the 15 minutes.
It didn't need 30 seconds immediately.
And
which means he had like the height of it. It means like, especially with the home kit, because it wasn't a PCR, that means your viral load was very high. So he had it. And yeah, we didn't know.
Yeah, you know, and I was so pissed because I was like, you know, we have Romeo, you know, in the house. And, you know, you guys are watching Jersey Shore Family Vacation right now. And he was in the NICU. So I was like really pissed that quite possibly that he was going to be, you know, exposed and the wife. I immediately quarantined, you know. And
he did quarantine.
Yeah.
But it was like there was really no way around it, because you know what? If you guys are parents or like aunts and uncles, there's no way to care for a baby and not be like within inches of their face.
Very
true. You
know
what I mean? They can't walk. They can't do anything for themselves.
And there's also nothing that the, you know, doctor's offices really can do about COVID. Like we, you know, once they find out that the house, you know, or someone in the home has COVID, everyone's sort of exposed to it. You know, no doctor or pediatrician will see you. You know, you have to just, they tell you just to take, you know, Tylenol or aspirin, which, you know, I immediately got on that. And my temp went from like a 99.9, you know, down to a 98.7 the next day. So I had extremely mild symptoms.
It was crazy.
And I don't know if I can contribute it to, you know, how healthy I am or the vitamins or my exercise regimen, which I live by.
That all contributes.
Maybe it contributed to it, but my symptoms were extremely mild. My wife's was a little bit more, but she also had fairly mild symptoms. They kind of lingered though for like 10 days. Like the stuffy nose, like I feel like I still have.
I still have a little bit of congestion.
This is like three weeks 100%. Later. I feel like I still have a sort of a stuffy nose. But again, you know, it was mild and we're grateful. And we even called a pediatrician about Romeo and they're like, listen, there's nothing you really can do. I mean, it's in the home, you know, he's either going to get it or it's going to just pass by. And for us, it passed by. There was a week where he slept a little bit more than he normally does.
Yeah, he was definitely irritable. He slept extra.
Yeah.
And he was a little congested, but he never had a fever.
I'm super grateful for that because I have, you know, a couple friends that their families got it too. And the kids got fevers, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, Romeo kind of, you know, sped past it. I'm grateful for that. And we're here today recording this podcast, reflecting on, obviously, because this is our first podcast of the new year, reflecting on 2021 as well as preparing for 2022.
All right, guys. So let's talk a little bit about fertility. You all know that we have a 7-month-old son, Romeo, at home. And we navigated our fertility journey throughout the show, and we were always sharing all of our experiences. So I wanted to share something I discovered throughout my journey. It's called Let's Get Checked. So did you know as many as 5 million women in the U.S. have PCOS, and 50 to 75% are unaware that they have it? Thanks to our sponsor, Let's Get Checked, you are covered. Let's Get Checked is an at-home testing company that makes it easy and confidential to check your hormone levels from the comfort of your own home without awkwardness or uneasiness to visiting a clinic. And it gives you the most valuable thing of all to me, which is privacy. So this is how Let's Get Checked works. You simply head over to their site, order your test kit. It arrives at your door in a discreet package. From there, you do a small finger prick and send it back to the lab with a prepaid shipping label. In a few days, you get your results. A Let's Get Checked nurse will call you and discuss everything if you have any questions. The company has performed over 2 million at-home tests. That is a lot. They know what they're doing. They keep your information and results 100% confidential. Even better, our Here's the Sitch listeners will get 30% off their entire order with code SITCH. Just visit letsgetchecked.com and enter SITCH at checkout. That's letsgetchecked.com with code SITCH at checkout, and you'll get 30% off your entire order. It is so important to be on top of your health and wellness. We always talk about that on Here's the Sitch podcast. So if you guys are starting off your fertility journey, or if you're in the midst of trying to get pregnant, it always helps to check yourself out. And of course, Here's the Sitch listeners, you get 30% off your entire order with code SITCH at checkout. Letsgetchecked.com, code SITCH at checkout. We kicked off 2022 with, you know, beating COVID, and I think that's a great way to do it.
That's a great mindset. Yeah, I really love the way you said that, because the end of 2021, we were sort of battling it, and I was worried, and it was like 10 days where, you know, we were on high alert with the whole family. And I guess that's a great mindset. But listen, we kicked off 2022 beating COVID, okay? And again, like I said, you know, we're grateful that it was mild, and we don't know why. You know, it's different with everyone.
Well,
you know?
It was Omicron, that's why.
And also, most of our families, I got to add that in, most of our families got it too.
Yeah.
You know, your family got it, my family got it.
And I want to say like 90% of our families are vaccinated, and everyone's, you know, it's just Omicron. I have a hard time saying it, because every time I say it, I think of Omarion. So it's like an Omicron, Omicron. I kind of might not be saying it the right way. But that, what is it called? Strain? Is it a strain? Variant. That variant.
Variant?
Is
the Loki variant?
That variant is, you know,
milder. But some people can still have,
because if you don't take care of yourself.
One of our friends called me on day 7, and he said that he had to go to the hospital. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't take care of yourself and you're not on top of everything, that it can develop into things. Listen, anything can happen. Anything is possible. We are not doctors. We're just talking about our experience, our family's experience, our friends' experience. And that's what we are going through. Of course, the New York Metro Tri-State area was the first ones to get hit with this variant. So I've been looking on socials and like friends and people that I know, like, you know, out west and over the rest of the country, it seems it has spread. Like how we were getting the waves of it in December over Christmas. Uh-huh. It's trickled out. Kind of like the Delta and the original one trickled out.
But didn't they say that that this was going to happen anyway, that everyone was going to get it?
Well, yes, that's what I was going to say, is that this is the variant that you want to get. Every doctor we spoke to, we have, you know, a lot of doctors that
if you had to get any variant.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say. You don't want to get COVID, but if you had to get any variant, okay, like this is probably the most mild one.
I don't know. Part of me kind of did want to get it just to
get
past it and get my body's natural immunity and my natural antibodies of how to beat it, because that's how you get through viruses. You have, and that's what a vaccine
that's
is
what
too. You're
saying.
Getting injected with part of
we
the virus.
We ran into someone yesterday, and because we're still picking out our kitchen, and she's like, I wanted to get it. The saleswoman.
Yeah.
She's like, I wanted to get it. And we're like, oh, wow, okay.
She said she had to cancel her holiday.
Yeah.
And some of her family members said, can I come over? Because I want to get it and I want to get it over with. She's like, no, I'm still sick in bed. You're not coming over. But like people, and I've heard of that too, that not, this is like unrelated completely to not COVID, but I've heard of certain communities where people have chickenpox parties and stuff to like get it over with their kids.
Oh, damn.
Which is crazy. But they have the vaccine now for that. You don't need to do that.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't think anyone's going to have COVID parties to get it only because...
But with this variant, they might because they're saying they just want to get through it.
They're still saying that people, you know, end up in the hospital with pneumonia and other things.
It is possible.
And it's, and of course. And I would say it's from... You have to be on top of the symptoms.
Well, you know? And you're if you're predisposed to high risk or have other, you know, hypertension or any of those kind of things. So anyway, I feel like we've really spent a lot of time on COVID, and it is one of our first episodes in 2022. So
listen, we're not necessarily talking about COVID, honey. We're talking about just life and what has happened in the past couple of weeks for us and the way that we handled it. This is a podcast about, you know, a positive mental attitude. How, you know, our Christmas was canceled. But
it sucked.
But at the end of the day, there'll be many more Christmases for us.
Yeah.
And we packed up all that awesome food that we had ready for our, you know, 25 guests. We put it in front of the home and everyone was able to eat their best life. And then they got COVID a week later anyway.
Yeah. Literally the day after Christmas, one of my family members tested positive and they were with everybody. So it became a domino effect. Even though we canceled, it still was out there, you know?
Actually, we tried to have... A Christmas part two recently, yesterday. And a family member called and said, we're going to have to cancel Christmas part two.
Because they were like the last of the Mohicans. They had never gotten any variants.
Yeah.
And like some people have gotten multiple variants. And like, listen, I just being honest, you can call me a pessimist if you want because we are polar opposites. But I do think everyone's going to get this one. And the doctors has said this to me. You want to get this one because it is mild. It's treatable. Even if you have all these pre-existing conditions, it's treatable.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to have your body build those natural antibodies. So that's what a vaccine does when you get it. So the fact that you're actually getting some kind of variant, it's a good thing because then it'll eradicate this variant will override the really sick ones, and then hopefully it just like dies down.
And again, guys, we are not doctors.
Obviously,
all these things are just, you know, from experience.
But we also did talk to a lot of doctors in the past few weeks or month because we were also sick. So it was just kind of, you know, collecting a lot of different professional opinions.
I agree, but I still think that even to this day, it's almost probably 2 years later. I don't think they have a grip on everything, you know, but. Here's the silver lining here. Nostradamus. Tell him what Nostradamus said, honey.
Oh, my God.
Tell him what Nostradamus.
Really
listen,
go there?
I'm going back to the 1500s. What did Nostradamus say?
I don't know what year he existed.
It might have been the 15s, the 17s.
But yeah, Nostradamus did say, because I remember when COVID started in, 2019? They said Nostradamus had predicted that there would be a respiratory illness that would be deadly and really go like take over the whole world as a pandemic or epidemic, whichever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it would go away for a little bit.
Yep.
Like we had that summer.
Yeah, like recently. And then it would come back.
And then it would come back.
Now, yeah.
And then it would go away for good. It would never come back again.
So if good old Nostradamus was right.
Omicron hopefully is the end.
Yeah, maybe that's the end. Listen, I'm going to keep my positive mental attitude. Here's the question, and I'm sure the listeners and subscribers are wondering, how are we getting back on track after beating COVID? Are we using that as a morale booster? What are we doing?
Well, I'm hyped that I don't have to be so paranoid when I go out. I still wear a mask. I'm still cautious because I have a baby.
I like
and
that,
what's more scary, honestly, than Omicron with babies is RSV and flus and other things that still exist. We're still in the dead of winter in New Jersey. Today it's 14 degrees and snowing.
Well, they have told us that we're good for like 90 days, right?
Well,
is that what they said?
When you say good for 90 days, yes.
Good. Yeah, well, you can clarify.
Yes,
what that
meaning
means.
You have the antibodies for a minimum of 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, if we had taken a test we would probably be positive because we have the antibodies in our system, but we're not sick. So for example, for work, we get tested when we're shooting. We get tested every 2 days, cast and crew.
And now CDC's is like, we're not going to get tested for 90 days.
I don't know about is it the CDC, but
I'm pretty sure they follow the CDC rules. No, I don't know. We're not getting tested for 90 days, guys.
Well, yeah, because you could still, because you have the antibody. So
So
it's nice that we don't have to get tested as much, because literally when we are shooting, and we shoot for weeks, months at a time, we get tested every 48 hours. So it's a lot. So it's nice we could skip that. But we've been on a little bit of a hiatus. We were on our Christmas break. We were going to go back to shooting last week.
No, we're supposed to shoot this this coming week. Next week, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm still in that blur of like, what's the day between Christmas and New Year's?
Exactly.
And I think that's why January always feels so long.
I think that's the thing.
Because you don't have structure. You don't have your normal routine. You know, it's just us like getting back into the groove of our life and getting back to work and getting back to like, you know, everything going on in our life.
Yeah, we're supposed to shoot next week. And I feel that in the home, you know, we're starting to take down the Christmas lights and the trees and everything. I feel like we're starting to get our footing, you know, our foundation for 2022.
Yeah, I like need Christmas to come down. We took it down yesterday. And once it comes down, it's like, okay, now you can really get back to like, you get back to your like cylinders, running on all cylinders, and your gym schedule, your routine, your food shopping, your cooking, your like, you know what I mean? You get back to like normal life after the holidays.
I'm back in the gym, you know, I'm back on
I'm not there yet.
we are on a better diet and, you know, obviously for the new year, and but also because we actually just got new teeth, you know, and we have temps in. So we'll reveal actually this week we're getting the permanents.
Right? We are, yes.
We're getting the permanents this week. So
and
we
then
will,
we'll recover and then have a big nice reveal.
We'll do a reveal of it all.
We've been sleeping on our Helix sleep mattress for, I want to say, over a year, and we absolutely love it. I love it just as much as I did the first night. So the best thing about it is that you can shop online. It's so simple, but it's customized to exactly your sleep style. You head over to the Helix quiz, and when I took the quiz, I was matched with something semi-firm, but also having a little bit of softness because we are back and side sleepers in this household. If you're looking for a mattress, you take the quiz, you order the mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door shipped for free. You don't ever need to go to a mattress store again. And guys, in a pandemic, if it can save me a trip going somewhere, I am all about it. Helix is awesome, but you don't have to take just my word for it. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired magazine. Helix has been recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving sleep. So, of course, we have a special discount code for our Here's the Sitch listeners. All you have to do is head over to helixsleep.com/situation, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but I guarantee you that you absolutely will. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never too far away. Helix is offering our Here's the Sitch listeners up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows. All you have to do to get this special offer for Here's the Sitch is head over to helixsleep.com/situation.
I always think that MTV and 495, they do a great job on our edit. And our story is very real and sometimes gritty. But we always handle every situation with grace and class. Yeah, our baby was in the NICU. We never shared that he was in the NICU for over 2 weeks. And we didn't really know, you know, why he was really there. He had an elevated fever the day we were supposed to bring him home. MTV was outside. They're waiting for us. And we're about to wheel Romeo outside. And they're like, oh, hold on a second. We're like, what? They're like, his fever is like elevated. It's like 100.4. And if anybody knows anything about the NICU or babies, having a fever is not normal, number one, and it could be deadly to a baby that's a day old,
4 days old, yeah.
2 days old, yeah. So it's very important to understand some of that information. And my wife went into, like, you know, she was upset, you know, panic mode, you know, you're not bringing your baby home now. And we had to go into sort of crisis mode. You know, we were in the trenches, and I actually thought that he was going to come home a day later. When they said he had a little fever, I didn't think it was a big deal. I was uneducated. I didn't know, you know. So I'm like, he'll be home tomorrow. And as we started going down that journey of the NICU and what was wrong and the spinal tap to check, and then they didn't really find anything, and every day was a new test. Although he was passing those tests and they were negative, they really didn't know what caused that spike in the fever, and they didn't want to release him. We didn't know if it was because it was us, or just protocol. So eventually he had to stay in there for 2 weeks. But what the real problem was, if the baby had to get medication, he had to get medication via IV. And with babies, they don't have really any veins, and those spots, they run out quickly. So after 2 days, you have to do another spot on the baby, and eventually you might run out, which we almost did, and it almost turned into a really big problem, you know, because the baby needs the medication, although we didn't know what was wrong. We had gotten, you know, second opinions, and they're like, listen, there was a reason why he spiked the fever. We don't know why, and we have to sort of broad spectrum treat that. And that's what we did for the 2 weeks. But it was probably the toughest 2 weeks of me and my wife's life, you know, for sure. I mean, you know, it was tough, right?
Yeah, it was the hardest thing I've ever been through. I think it was one of the hardest things my family's been through, Mike's been through, and we've all been through
some tough battles,
some hard things in life. And there was just we had no idea what was going to happen next. And when I tell you minute by minute, hour by hour, there were, you know, changes and plans, and you know, the doctors, the neonatal doctors are incredible. And they prepare you for the next step ahead of time in case you need to go there. So it was a very hard experience. And we didn't share it with anybody publicly because we had no idea what we were even dealing with. We were in over our heads. Yeah. And we were just trying to survive.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then we were filming at the same time. So once we got through it and brought Romeo home and he was healthy and everything was perfect, we were like, you know what, let's just enjoy our time together.
Oh, 100%.
And when the show airs, that's when we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
And I think we needed, or at least I needed that time to really heal and move past it and put some time in between the experience, because it was so traumatic that I couldn't wrap my head around it. And
most people think that, you know, when you have a baby, you know, you just go home with it. It's not the case.
It's not the case for a lot of people.
It's not the case for a lot of people.
So that's why I wanted to talk about it and also share it. And that's why I was allowing the show to share it.
Yep.
Like, as long as, you know, I had to protect the baby and make sure he was going to be okay in the end. But at no point was I ever not wanting it to be shared, because everyone goes through different experiences. Every journey is different for getting pregnant and having a baby. And so many parents are NICU parents. There are so many support groups for it and Facebook groups. And there's just so many ways to get through challenging times any challenging time. And I think it was important for us to share that story on our platform.
The amount of support that we got from other NICU parents that, you know, 'cause we just shared it, was unbelievable, unreal.
And you never know. It's just one of those things that's so heavy and so dark and upsetting that you just don't see a way out. And those 2 weeks felt like a decade for me. Like, it just, it feels, so the people that have experienced months, like, it's just everyone, it's so hard, and it's really special to be able to show the world that this is the way for some people. You know, this is what some people go through, because some people don't go through that. You know what I mean?
Well, like
so
I said,
I love that we were able to share the story and kind of just show people that have gone through it that, like, you're not alone.
Yeah, you know, I think I said on the show, you know, we fought for our happy ending, but it's not even a happy ending. It's really our happy beginning, you know. Mm-hmm. And a lot of parents go through this, and that's why I always have a policy while filming to be as real as possible and to be transparent in my story, and honest, and it has always worked out. And to, because our life story can be someone else's survival guide, because we were so positive and we were strong and we got through it. It helps other people get through some of the things that they're going through in life, you know?
And also, Romeo was breached for a little bit. So we had, like, initially had a scheduled C-section. But he flipped right at the last minute. So I actually went in and got induced. And then we were trying, and I got my epidural. And, like, we were trying to have the baby naturally. And then, you know, I ended up in an emergency C-section.
Yep.
And that's how he was delivered.
That was
scary. We didn't
have
the cam, because of COVID, the cameras weren't in there with us. But yeah, that was really scary.
That was scary, yeah.
And just from our experience and what happens and what led to the emergency C-section was very scary. And I thought that was, like, the worst of it. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be messed up from this process and all this stuff. And then I'm recovering from major surgery and my body went through labor at the same time. And then we're about to go home. And they're like, oh, wait, detour to the NICU for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I was like,
that
oh,
was,
damn.
Yeah, I know. So that was crazy.
It was just a very crazy, crazy time. But
I feel like we're pros now, though. I mean, we're pros.
Yeah.
We're actually ready to start working on baby number two soon.
Yes, we are looking forward to baby number two. I'm so excited for that. I feel like it's perfect timing with Romeo. But before we move on from the NICU story, I just want to say to any parent out there that has a baby in the NICU or has had a baby in the NICU in the past, you know, you guys are some of the toughest, strongest people.
Warriors.
In the world. And, you know, God has blessed you with so much love and so much strength, because I truly believe God only gives you things that you can get through and you can handle. So if you're a NICU parent, you truly are a warrior. And I just, you know, wanted to share our story, and that's all.
Exactly. God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers. And if you're going through a tough time, guys, tough times don't last, but tough people do. Enough with the quotes, guys. We didn't come this far just to come this far. We're excited to continue to move in 2022. We hope you guys are too.
What else happened on the show? Because we've been on hiatus. So, like, we're back. We're two episodes in.
Yeah.
What can we, like, you know, what do the fans have to look forward to? What...
Well, we're about to set up the trip. I know that.
Yes.
But even
we did end the episode on a cliffhanger with some drummers.
Yeah, yeah. You guys will see that next week.
Some lighthearted drummers.
Yeah.
Petty drummers.
Definitely some drummers. Some funny stuff. I'm gonna kind of sit back and have my popcorn watching next
week.
But there's a lot that's coming up even before the trip.
Yeah.
You know, because the aunts and uncles and cousins and everyone meets on camera, which is a special moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also the blessification, which, and these things I'm talking, you guys really don't know what they are, but it's a very real, funny, entertaining show, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. These guys are like the best in the business, and we're usually up every single year for the best reality show of the year, so I couldn't be more grateful.
So you guys know that we are all about health and wellness, and that includes hydration. It is so important to get your water intake and stay hydrated. So start the new year off right. I need you guys to head over to this website and get your very own hydro jug. I've spoken to you about this before, but it's seriously one of my favorite items right now. Their durable and reusable jug holds more than half a gallon of water, so you will stay hydrated all day long. Say goodbye to filling up your tiny water bottle every hour and hello to your hydro jug. Hydro Jug not only holds over half a gallon of water, but they also have a measurement scale so you can track your progress throughout the day. It's BPA free because, of course, sustainability is important, and it's dishwasher safe. Not everyone has time to be washing all these bottles and dishes by hand, so of course you can throw it in the dishwasher. Personally, I really love that the Hydro Jug is shatterproof. I feel like this one is built to last and go through anything. I'm always juggling carrying baby bottles or a diaper bag and my coffee and a water bottle and my phone and my keys all to the car, because you know we all try to do the one single trip instead of the multiple trips. And sometimes if you drop something, I mean, it happens, it's life, the water bottle like explodes and then there's water everywhere. So I love that the Hydro Jug is shatterproof, and it also has a carry loop, so it's big enough and comfortable for me to carry it around and I don't have to wrap my small hand around like a huge half gallon water bottle. Get your very own Hydro Jug at thehydrojug.com. Use discount code SITUATION and you'll receive 10% off your order today. Hydro Jugs are game changers for anyone on the go. Again, our Here's the Sitch listeners, you can use code SITUATION at thehydrojug.com to get 10% off today and start hydrating, staying healthy for the new year.
All right, honey, let's go to the phoners. Let's hear what the subscribers have to say.
This message is from Mike. I'm trying to be a recovering addict, but unfortunately, I keep going back to it. What do you recommend for somebody who doesn't have the money to attend a rehab? And attend meaning, but just finds the meaning being a place to find new people to get high with. What do you recommend? Because of this addiction, I lost my best friend, the love of my life, my wife, and my kids, and I don't want to be this person anymore. I want to be the person that they fell in love with when I was sober. What could you do to recommend for somebody like me to get back my family, most of all my best friend, and most of all myself?
Seems like he's going through a tough time right now. And that's what addiction and substances do. You know, your life becomes unmanageable, and then you lose control. If I had advice, there are scholarships that you can apply for. You know, I'm not going to say that they will pan out so quickly, but I think if you don't necessarily give up on yourself and you look into scholarships, I'm sure that you can. Start to go to some support groups in your area. And that would be a great first step to just go and attend. It's free. You're going to run into a lot of resources there. You're going to run into a recovery network, and you're going to run into people that have a recovery network that have resources. You're going to run into people that say, hey, I have connections with scholarships. I have connections to actually get you into rehab, because you really need to get into a rehab because you really need that therapy. You really need that clean time. You really need to get away from those people, places, and things. And you need a fresh start. And you need as much time as possible. Sometimes they'll give you, 30 days at a rehab. I know people might say, oh my God, rehab is so expensive, and that's crazy. They're going to give you 30 days. But there are programs out there. Also, with your local police department, they have like crisis specialists that actually work for the police department that also would help with getting you into a treatment facility. That's another avenue that you could go to. You could call your local police department, not 911, their local number, and say, do you guys have a crisis specialist on hand about treatment centers and such, and see if they have any options to help with scholarships. I know in New Jersey, I ran into a couple police departments that do. But also, like I said, the first step would go to support meetings and just go. You know, if you can go to 90 meetings in 90 days, you will probably use less, as they would say. And you'll run into people that have like interests. And also, like I said, you would like try to get into a rehab via a scholarship, via those meetings of some of the resources that someone might have on hand while bunking into them.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. My name is Yolanda. I am from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I was just listening to your podcast and you guys were talking about taking negativity out of your life. And I was just wondering, how do you take negativity out of your life when it's a close family member and you really don't want to, or you really want to distance yourself, but at the same time, you don't want to take your children out of being part of a family? If you could just give me any advice on that, something that'll help, I would really appreciate it.
So I think everybody in the world can possibly relate to this. You know, there's that saying of like, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. No family's perfect. Everybody has stuff. And I think the most important thing, if you're dealing with somebody that's negative in your close family, is just to, it really depends who it is, how close, but I would say just to have healthy boundaries. So if it's someone who you normally speak to on a daily basis, or you spend every weekend with for family dinners or Sunday dinners, like, you might want to not speak to them every single day, just to have the healthy positivity energy around you. Because when you're talking to someone that's negative, it really is a drain. And especially for your kids and for your family to grow up around that, you want to make sure you just have healthy boundaries. You don't need to, if the person is not toxic, you don't need to cut them out of your life. You just need to find like what works for you to have like a boundary of communication level.
Like some distance?
Yeah, like just don't talk every day. You know what I mean? Don't see him every weekend. Have other groups of friends or other people that you guys also associate with that are positive and that have the same, what's the word? Values of you?
Can we clarify who's negative?
A family member.
A family member? Oh, okay.
That's all she said.
Oh, yeah. You can just easily.
But she says she still wants to bring her children up around a close-knit family. So how do you still have close family relationships, but with a negative family member you don't want to be, you know, how do you do that? How do you balance that?
I think I've had experience in that. And, you know, I put up a healthy boundary, some distance. And I speak to people all the time, you know, to be positive and things like that. And you just have to pick and choose your battles, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Hi, Megan, Lauren. My name is Lauren. I'm from Philadelphia. My question is for Mike. You mentioned a few times on the podcast about writing a book, about your coming up on Jersey Shore and maybe a few other aspects of your life outside of the show. My question is, have you started that book yet? And if so, when can fans expect to get their hands on it?
Oh my God, that's so cool. You know what? Actually, last week, you know, we got a call from a publisher that wanted to be a part of, it was a memoir, right, honey? It was last week?
Yes.
It was last week, yeah. So I believe we're moving forward with that. But again, in my business, it takes sometimes many months and things before something actually moves into production and such. So I'm very excited to share my life journey in detail, some of the things that you guys may not know of. I know that you guys are big fans of me and my wife's story, but you know, if you think you know, you really don't have all the details. It's really been a very wild life story for us.
Yeah, I have to say, out of every article I've ever seen, which I have not seen them all, obviously, but every interview or like article I've seen where they've written about our timeline, no one's got it right.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
So it's interesting when people are like, well, how were they together here or there or what? And it's a complicated story. And no, I have yet to ever see the timeline proper in the public. So when the book is published one day in the future, you will see the real official timeline.
Yeah, I believe one day there will be a book. And And I also think one day there may be maybe even a documentary and a movie, because some of those things are just natural from such a wildly, I don't even know how to even characterize, you know, our journey, you know?
It just takes a very long time to get that experience and story out of your brain onto a paper. and then communicated well to where people understand it and put together. And
yeah.
And then if you do a movie, it's like, holy shit, the amount of stuff you have to cut out to make a 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
And then it's like, do I do a docu or do I write the book? And even with any of those avenues,
yeah,
you still edit so much because it's your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's we've been working on it.
Yeah,
and we are always working on it because I think it's something that should be shared.
It takes a lot of time.
But it's going to take a long time.
It takes a
while.
It'll
be worth it.
To complete this stuff. But I'm very excited and grateful to say that we are working on both of those, a book, a movie, and a docu. But who knows to say if it will ever see the light of day.
I'm sure one day.
In our business, there's just so much that's happening. It takes a while for things to actually come to fruition.
Well, yeah, and it's a lot of work in all different angles. So you just want to make sure you do it the right way. And that's something Mike and I both understand in our professions now, where like, you don't want to rush it because you want it to be, you want to be so proud of it when it's done.
Yeah.
You know, it's like your trophy at the end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want it to be shiny and perfect and love everything about it. So you put all of the year, like the time and the commitment and the work behind it.
So. I'm so hyped that we're even working on those things.
Yeah.
Let alone
exactly.
Be super, super hyped when it actually gets done.
Well, that's what I love about both of us is that we love the process of things. So we're not like, oh shit, I wish it was coming out tomorrow. No, like we enjoy the process of creating and putting it together. So I love that. But yeah, so much to come in the future. 2022 is off to a great start. I hope all of you are happy and healthy. I'm going to give you the podcast phone number one more time so you guys can call in, leave in any questions, comments, your favorite quotes. We always love to hear favorite quotes. And if you have any questions or comments about the new episodes, we are airing the new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. So we love to do the podcast while we're in season so we could chat about it. And the phone number is 732-898-0414. That is the Here's the Sitch hotline, 732-898-0414.
Well, before I go get the baby, I actually want to end off this first podcast of the new year, 2022, with a fire quote that I saw. And it said, "Stop blaming your parents for how you turned out. You're grown now. Your mistakes are your own.
Oh,
grow the fuck up."